7:39, Triple Team Traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we had a crash northbound 15 just before 5300 South. I still see one vehicle sitting on the right shoulder at the beginning of that exit ramp. And we had one on southbound I-15 near 33rd South. The one at southbound is gone, and we're just waiting on the slowing to clear out in that South Salt Lake portion. A little bit of northbound delay starting to appear near 33rd South as well. And then we have our typical slowdowns from Draper up into Midvale. So your KSL travel time right now from Bangor Highway and Draper into downtown is well up over a half an hour, but mostly it's because of that middle of the valley backup, Eric Butler.
Things are starting to thicken up at the intersections if you're on 800 North in Orem heading over towards the freeway, and on State Street as you go from North Orem into the Linden Pleasant Grove area. Good news is that no problems so far on I-15 this morning in Utah County. No accidents or delays. Jared?
Up in Davis and Weber County, people throwing parties on I-15. No delays out there. You are going to see some high volume getting onto I-15, but as soon as you get on it, you're not going to see too much of a problem. It's very light, lighter than it's been all week long. No accidents or crashes to slow you down. The Deseret News Home Show, October 7th through the 9th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.